your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome in, continuing on with KER Politics. As I said, we're going to devote almost this entire show to the upcoming election, but we're going to focus on what I think is the most important variable out there, and that variable happens to be COVID. Andy Gray is on the line with me right now. Andy is a very successful business consultant. She's going to opine on what's going on in the small business community right now because of COVID. Not necessarily the companies like Amazon, etc., although of large companies in my neck of the woods, Boeing is absolutely getting throttled right now. Boeing Airplane Company is, because of COVID and its ensuing challenge, is probably going to lay off over 30,000 people in Seattle. But that's not the subject here. The subject here is Andy Gray as a successful consultant to small businesses. Let's hear your thoughts on what small business owners can do to alleviate the problems being caused by COVID.
Really comes down to the ambition and drive of the individual business owners. And there are certainly people who are sitting almost like a deer caught in headlights waiting for the economy to come back. And quite frankly, they're going to get run over.
Yep.
And there are others who have got moving quickly and have already found a way to keep their businesses viable. And then there's a group in the middle that is either waking up or still trying to figure out what they can do. It is possible to pivot, and there are a lot of businesses that can and are doing that, but I do think that we are likely to lose somewhere around 45% of all small businesses in the next year.
In the next year? Boy, that's pretty scary. You know, if an entity, in fact, is waging war on America right now through our society, and I'm not saying they are or they aren't, I don't even want an opinion on that, but whoever is doing something, if in fact somebody is doing it, is being very, very effective. A decrease, an elimination of 45% of our small businesses is going to absolutely throttle the United States into the ground.
Well, it is... Our hope is it is a quote-unquote temporary. You define the time frame for temporary. If you look at 2008 and the subprime mortgage crisis, it took 5 to 7 years for the small business community to recover, and that only hit insurance, banking, and real estate, and construction. So much smaller in impact than this COVID crisis is, which is hitting everybody. I think it could be a generation it takes us to recover fully.
I think you're absolutely right. And I think that, as I said, I think that some nefarious person or organization has really, really hindered the United States of America, basically getting into our core values, et cetera, et cetera. I have a lot of friends at a major newspaper in the world called the Epoch Times, and they are convinced to an individual that China is behind what's going on right now. I don't know if they are or they aren't, because I really can't, you know, having not been to China, I can't lay out any hard facts. The only thing I can represent and the only thing I can truly stand behind, quite frankly, Andy, are organizations like yours. Because your organizations, and I have to believe that your advice is, don't take the situation lying down. Stand up and do something to improve yourself. Andy, what's some typical advice that you're giving small business owners who rely on you for help?
So we're seeing lots of examples of companies that are already recovered or recovering. And to a large extent, it comes down to focusing on where business is going to come from. And first of all, e-commerce. We went in 90 days to an e-commerce society, something we thought it would take us 10 or 20 years to master. So if your company can do business over the internet, you've got a head start. And whether you are a product or a service company, you've got to know how to sell, attract business, and deliver business over the internet. That's just number one. Number two, most small businesses, the average is about 1 to 1.5 months of reserves. on hand at any point in time. And that money, if that's the case for a business, that money was gone by April or May. The other factor in here is the ability to recover, the speed to recover, because we went back at the beginning of this COVID and looked at the crises we've been through in our 25 years in business, and it came out to one every 3 years, eight major crises, whether they were hurricanes or they were economic crises or now a societal infection crisis. And so that gives you almost no time to recover. And they're all black swans. They're all unique. They are things that you could have anticipated if you look back and said, now that I know what I know, but going forward, you don't know where they're coming from. And I think everybody right now needs to be preparing for what the next crisis is and how they're going to survive the next crisis, wherever it comes from. And I will tell you, a lot of people are talking about digital as the next crisis likely.
Got a question for you, Andy. My question boils down to a basic economic fact, supply and demand, both very important, critical issues. How does the small business in your neck of the woods or my neck of the woods compete with a giant like Amazon?
They're niche players. Obviously, they just don't have the size and the scope. And so if I'm trying to sell against Amazon, I've got to find a way to appeal to that customer market. I will tell you, a lot of companies that we work with use Amazon as a tool in their portfolio to identify new markets, test markets, get products out there to different segments, but they don't depend on it. And they're using what they're learning there to strengthen their business in terms of who they're going to go after directly. And if you're widening the conversation to how do I compete with a publicly held company in general, I'm faster at making change. I can turn my boat around on a dime. It's like being in a speedboat instead of on a major cruise liner. I can innovate. Most of the innovation in this country actually comes from small business. I'm free to innovate. I do radical thinking, so I will think way outside the box and have no constraints on doing that. And I have the ability to get in touch with my customers from the CEO level at the way a large corporation just cannot do. So I can listen to my customers, respond to my customers, help my customers in a way that a large corporation, while they have mass, they don't have the ability to function as nimbly.
I would have to believe, Andy, that what you're telling your customers is, number one, stand up and fight. Don't take this lying down. You wouldn't be in the position that you're in as a small business owner if you didn't have a tremendous passion to succeed. More and more people need to work with people like Andy Gray. We're going to put some more information up on our site about Andy Gray, and feel free to get in touch with her. Andy, thank you so much.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.